For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth made history last week by bringing her infant to the Senate floor while she voted. In Springfield, both chambers have already been open to mothers.
Okay. Representative Wallace back in the chair.
State Representative Letisa Wallace is a mom and foster parent.
Thank you.
She led a Human Services Committee while bouncing her infant on her lap. Later, she worked in her office while the six-month-old slept in a stroller.
I was not nervous. I felt that I would be okay and supported in bringing him.
Kids have been allowed in the Illinois House and Senate. Particularly when overtime session lasts into the summer, parents who are lawmakers often bring their children to spend the days in Springfield with them. Wallace says it can change the tone of the debate.
We're more accountable. We have to be more upstanding. We have to treat each other with more respect because the children are watching.
Wallace says she's also heard stories from other lawmakers who have raised babies and small children while serving in office, in particular State Representative Mary Flowers and Senator Kimberly Lightford.
So those two women were really pioneers in terms of having children while in office in the Illinois General Assembly.
Lightford took her seat in the Senate in 1998 at the age of 30. A couple of years later, she got pregnant with her son, Isaiah. To her knowledge, she's the first to give birth while serving as a state senator in Illinois. She says the reaction from her colleagues, most of them men, was positive.
I walked into the Education Committee and Senator Vince DiMuzio was my seatmate. And so he said, "Hey, kiddo, what you been up to?" And I looked at him and I said, "I'm pregnant." He said, "Oh, yes, you are. And I'm that kid's godgrandfather." I felt good about, you know, the way he responded. And all of my other colleagues seemed to respond very well.
That included then state senator and future president Barack Obama. A photo of Obama and Isaiah as a round-faced toddler sits in Lightford's office. Lightford was a single mom and traveling between Chicago and the state capital with her young son. And while her colleagues were understanding, it didn't shield her from sexist behavior.
I wasn't equal, but they weren't mean to me or overly aggressive in the sense that they didn't welcome my child. Other things that they did was inappropriate at times.
At the time, Lightford said she just tried to ignore it and keep working.
I probably took on things that I shouldn't have or allowed things to be said, to be done that I shouldn't have because I just needed to keep moving. And if I waste time over here addressing that, then I'm losing time over here. I already felt like it wasn't enough time in a day.
Lightford hopes women know they can be mothers and legislators, and others have. State Representative Melissa Conyers-Irvin was elected in 2016.
When I came to Springfield a year ago, my daughter was about 6 months, and I was still nursing at the time.
Irvin agreed time was a constraint, but with help from colleagues, staff, and others, she said it's possible.
I think that more women, more mothers need to be a part of this process, and I think the more of us that get into this position, the more conducive the environment would be.
Initiatives to help working mothers have been introduced, including ones that would designate rooms for breastfeeding in courthouses and the state capitol. State Representative Kelly Cassidy sponsored the measure for courthouses. She said both proposals are about making democratic institutions more accessible to mothers.
This is the people's house. If you're a member of the public who is here to testify on a bill or to simply learn about the way we do what we do, you deserve that same level of privacy and accommodation and dignity.
Another proposal would set rules for paid family leave. I'm Mary Hansen.